Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get the news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And I'm joined by my incredible co-host, Miss Drama. Say hi to the people.
It is me. It is actually me.
It is actually her.
Mm-hmm.
Not her doppelganger. So, I'm going to holler at us. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And, of course, as always, we encourage you to email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, questions, comments, concerns. And Ms. Drama, as always, would love to get those thong pics from you gentlemen out there. You can send.
I'm writing on a scale from 1 to 3.
Wow. 1 to 3?
1 to 3.
Which one is bad, 1 or 3?
I'm not telling.
Okay. So, fellas, if you out there, you want to impress this Drama, you want to get that 1 rating or that 3 rating.
Or that 3.
Yeah. smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Or you, if you're listening, you just jump into the chat room if you got a question or something you want.
Anything, yes.
Yeah. And in between time, as most people know, yesterday was that Christopher dude. It was his day yesterday, I guess. Chris Bowl, that's his real name. His name wasn't Columbus, it was Chris Bowl. I don't know why they changed it, but it doesn't matter.
Because they can change it, so they might as well. They change everything else, so they might as well.
Yeah, anyway, I just got 2 words for him, fucking.
Fuck you.
Yeah, if I could go back in time with my time machine, with my Uzi, I would go back in time and put a bullet in him.
Premeditated,
yeah. No need to.
Why mad at you?
No need to perpetrate. You know, some of these cats in history just need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Catching with the sniper rifle. Oh, there he is right there. Caught you slipping right on the coast of Africa trying to steal some slaves. Bam, got you.
Doing something else.
All right. When you going to be free? Right now. Anyway, speaking of free here, I'm reading, and this is actually funny. There's a jaguar that they was trying to, you know, breed them. You know how they be breeding animals but not hooking them up, whatever.
I swear I thought you were talking about the car. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I am not talking about the car. I'm talking about the real jaguars with the claws and everything.
They trying to breed it?
Yeah, they were trying to, they brought in a jaguar to breed with another jaguar, but he was like, had no interest.
Mm-hmm.
He just was ready for food. He said she was they named the female jaguar was Calpana, and I guess he was like, I'm gonna eat. It's like she was in heat trying to give him some. He's like, nah. Where the steak at?
So
they sent him back saying that he was too fat to mate.
Oh, that's what's wrong with him? That's a real issue?
I was actually more like, because they had a couple of other jaguars in the zoo that didn't want to hook up with her either. And I was thinking maybe she had like sneaky jaguar pussy.
She got some. Hey, okay, hold on. Come on now, because that honestly does not stop guys. Oh. They might complain about it later, but that doesn't honestly stop guys.
Hold on. You say that it stinks, it don't stop guys?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not me knowing from my personal experience
uh-huh.
at all. You hear me? Because my shit stays A1. You take my motherfucking resume, okay?
A1, your resume.
Check it all. Go back to the 90s. Shit, I don't give a damn. But what I'm saying is I know, you know what I'm saying, that this doesn't stop, guys. Like, I know.
Okay. But
not all of them.
We're talking about jaguars, though.
Well, they're still male species, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they may have a great sense. Look, I'll say it. I'll be the first one. I may or may not have had that experience. And
okay. Come on. Now it's coming. Come on.
I'm telling you, I would make an excuse to leave. You know?
That's what they did. My jaguar was like, I got to go eat. I'm hungry.
Right. I mean, because I'm looking at it like if three jaguars don't want it and heat and they're all in heat, they would rather eat steak than try to get some.
But you know what? She's probably diseased or something. Because can't animals sense that in their own species or whatever? They can sense when another animal is like... Yeah, when it's like diseased or something, they know not to mess with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't speak jaguar, but you know, I might take it up this summer, and then I'll go.
I cannot stand you.
You know, I'll go holler at him.
Oh shit!
I know. You know, because they, you know how we teach dogs and cats. Supposedly, you teach them language. I'm like, maybe I can learn jaguar.
You probably can.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll make it back from that expedition, though.
No, I'm not getting in the cage.
You got to be up close and personal to learn that shit now.
Oh, no. See, that's why we will talk through the glass.
Mm.
Yeah, see, because unlike some people who may be of a different mindset, I'm not going to be the one that's picking on danger.
Mm.
I will learn from a safe place.
Safe distance. No place is safe. My school ain't even safe.
Well, it depends on what school you're going to.
I'm telling you, the school that I go to is not safe.
Okay, why is your school not safe?
Because I don't have another shooting like on campus, like seriously.
Oh. Mhm. Yeah. Well, you know that. I mean, supposedly they say that that's not a problem, being that there's only been since 3 years ago like 142 shootings or something like that.
Oh, well, when you put it over, when you look at it as a span of time and not as actual a loss of fucking life, then yeah, I guess you could make it seem like it's not nothing. But for anybody to be losing their life,
right. Well, I mean,
at campus or whatever.
It ain't even about losing your life. It's the fact you got to go through that. It's like, I shouldn't go to school and wonder, am I going to get shot at?
Am I going to get shot today?
Right. I mean, you know, they used to joke about, oh, you in South Central L.A. and Crips and Bloods, you might get caught up in that. This is college.
Right.
College is supposed to be about higher learning. I'm like, what they teaching in college where it's like, you know what, I'm going to kill everybody. I mean, in America, that's where we at. We just, hey, fuck it, let's just shoot somebody.
Hey, you ain't one. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't even.
I'm going to get a gun. I'm going to get me a gun.
I'm going to shoot somebody. Yeah, so, yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, I'm guessing that probably...
I wonder if somebody going to get shot at the Hip Hop Awards.
No.
No?
Nah, hell no. Come on, look.
At the after party?
No.
Something. Can I get something?
No, these dudes ain't gangsters. Come on, let's just stop. You know, they're not gangsters. If you got to tell everybody you gangsters...
Hey, you what? You know what? You got a point.
Look, you got to tell... Look, I'm gangster.
Sometimes all of your thoughts do come together, and this is one of them times you've done it.
Oh, this is one of them times I did it.
You got it. They connected the motherfucking dots.
I'm just saying, in my experience, if you got to talk about it, you probably ain't got it. No, real gangsters
can't
tell
her
I'm gangster.
Yeah, they ain't got to even speak on it. You know. You don't even fuck with them.
Right. You know, it's one of them things. You know the dude in the neighborhood, and if you cross him, it's like, just move. If you ain't ready to move, then you already know it's over. But that's, I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying that's what real gangsters do. We know these award shows, yeah, these dudes ain't gangster. They, to me, they R&B disco singers. You know, gangster rap is like the new disco now.
The new disco, right.
It's the new disco. You tell me what...
I mean, I feel it. Yeah, it merged into some other shit a while back.
You're
right. I completely get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, they all auto-tune, you know, all of them hard. I mean, they rap beef. What, the Drake and Meek Mill rap beef? I'm like, what kind of beef is that? Oh, man. Both of them dudes that don't write their own lyrics. And you can't... You can't be hard and talk about I'm the best, but you don't write your own stuff.
Right.
Your ghostwriter is the best. And you know, they rap beef was like, what? Oh, man, you know, because Drake, you know, he be doing that stuff. I don't understand, you know, at least the rap beef used to be you make a hot song against that cat, then the other dude do a hot song, and then you get with Mr. Farrakhan and break it up for nobody to get killed. And you do, there ain't no danger.
Hey.
It's no danger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it's cotton candy.
I hear you.
Rappers. That's all. And speaking of cotton candy, my favorite ball player, J.R. Smith, went into the crowd last night and bought some cotton candy during the game. See, if you don't know, I have personally hated on J.R. Smith since he came in the league with the Denver Nuggets. And when he was with New York, I've always said that if J.R. Smith is on your team and he plays a major role, you will never win. He's like the bad luck charm.
Why is that, though?
Oh, he's one of the most talented players in the league, but he is mentally dumb.
Mm.
You know, he does nothing smart on the basketball. As a dude, mm-hmm. he got suspended for tying the other player's shoelaces. Untying them at the free throw line.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hella funny.
Yeah, punching dudes in the balls. He hurt J.R. Crowder, Jay Crowder, last year. He hit him in the knees, whatnot. I mean, he's just a dumb ball player. I mean, because he's got, like, amazing talent. He can shoot. He can drive. He got hops. He should be one of the top five players in the league, but his brain, his nickname is Young Rich.
Young Rich.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a big contract.
Well, why do they call him that?
you know, because stupid people, you hang around a bunch of stupid people because you're like the 10th one. When you're around 9 stupid people, you become the 10th.
Wow.
So, you know, he opted out of his contract this summer thinking that somebody was going to offer him more money because he had like a 2-3 year deal, $6 million a year. But he opted out thinking, oh, I'm going to get a contract, and nobody offered him a contract at all.
Wow.
You know, he had to go begging back to Cleveland, like, oh, and he settled for less because...
That's what he get, dumbass.
Right. See, but that's why he's proving my point. And, you know, going into the crowd, buying cotton candy and eating it on the bench, that's just... Yeah.
He's goofy.
Sending that message to the coach. You know what, coach? I am not ready to do anything. Not that he was gonna play that night, but it was just the point that he did like that. Shout out to J.R. Smith. Keep keeping it
major real. Shout out.
Yeah. Keep keeping it real, homie. Young Rich, you are a baller.
Save your money.
Yeah, please save your money, because you might need it one day.
Yeah, please stack your change.
Yeah, very quickly, like it does for all these cats. You might need it a little bit more. But speaking of a little bit more, we're going to go on break here. And this is a request by Ms. Drama a few months back. This is De La Soul. Much more.
Much more. Here we go again.
No doubt. Y'all care anymore about this hip hop man? I mean, how far punk fuckers go for 15 seconds of fame? Microwave popcorn ass niggas. Yeah, we give you much more. Longevity, baby. Hey, yo, Dave.
Yow. It's been a sale to me since 10 minutes, y'all. Using these minutes like I value the call. Put your money in the bank and hold rank over friends who ain't got leadership skills. I got the sheep in my eyes, so I can't sleep. We like to land and lay the brand away. Grand operate to stand away at our sight. I play the Xbox instead of fucking with dice. I hate losing the doze. Walk away with my dough because I doze. Tracy broke me, and now she wanna see the resident provoking me to pop willies. Watch your eyes twinkle. One house, two houses, third house rules. So house take bank, watch they bank. Banner hat, extravagant, the gamma ray rap. I make the Hulk snap. Jump back like James Brown. Hey now, over we smoking the hay now. Delegate numero dos. I holla out for Stalin, Lose, and Peter Allen. I got birds, still, babies, and smoke krill, still trying to get himself together from it. No one can quite run it like me. I'm on a cutting edge of what's the ledge to be hot. And when you rock, it's just impersonations of me. The writer's MCMP with the B in the middle. I belittle your plan, courtesy of NY Dirty C, my man. My base of fans is made up of many. With kids allergic to belts, letting their mind melt from drinking the Henny. And them straight and narrow types who be waiting to hear. Them drums say the revolution is near. Are you listening? Are your eardrums open for christening? We got body of thieves with these tools. While some others play God, they just goddamn fools with it. I don't cuff mics, I rough mic up, rough and rugged. Yet the girls still love it. Filling all 5-0 came to my mic check. Telling me I left lacerations around my mic neck. Domestically disputed and just might get the undisputed underdog serving y'all threat.
My money, 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 my
together, you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, joined by my incredible co-host, Miss One Drama.
Drama.
So that was De La Soul. Much more.
That was the best song you ever played.
That was the best.
Yummy.
Wait.
So yummy.
All right. Anyway. Speaking of yummy for your tummy, did you know that they was they're talking about coming up here in the near future, they'll be making pig organs for humans.
What?
Yeah, so not only will you be able to eat them hog maws and chitlins, the rootin' to the tootin', you'll be able to have them hog maws and chitlins inside your body.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing like a pig-grown kidney.
I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't we just clone humans and just use...
Ew. No.
No, you'd rather a swine kidney than a human kidney?
Probably.
Mm. Even
I don't know. Matter of fact, you know, when it's my time to go, just let me go. Don't hold on to me. Don't Dr. Frankenstein me. Let me go. Okay? I don't want none of that shit. I'm going to leave it what I came with.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know, some people that they're dying, all that other little stuff, they, it's worth it to them. And I'm sure they're going to make a pretty penny off of that. I wish I owned a couple pigs right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, genetically modified pig cells.
They might as well.
Yeah.
They eating it, like you said, they eating it.
Yeah, I'm not, but yeah.
I don't eat pork.
Yeah, I don't.
I only eat bacon.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
Yeah, I know a lot of people can't get it. They don't get it.
I
think because they don't allow themselves to get it.
But you just said I don't eat pork, I just eat bacon.
Only bacon.
That's pork.
That's a special part of pork.
That's a special part of pork?
Yes. Special.
All right. yeah. Speaking of a special kind of pork, you know, Washington Redskins, they have a special thing. The fans, they get a free drink if Washington Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins throws an intercept. So,
I'm confused. What?
Yeah, there's a bar.
Okay.
In D.C. that offers a free drink. If Kirk Cousins throws an intercept, because they don't believe in him, they say he sucks. And so, you know, if you're a Washington Redskins fan, you get a free drink after his. So this past week, he threw that game-changing intercept that had them lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the... He don't intercept, you get a free drink.
So everybody in there got a free drink?
Every intercept he throws, you get that bar.
Mm.
Yeah. And this is for this year. It's Adams Morgan Neighborhood Bar. And they offer free shots for every interception.
That's hella funny.
Yeah.
That's clowning at its finest.
Yeah, it's actually hilarious, but I mean, if you're a fan of the Redskins, you're like rooting for your team to win, but you're rooting for your.
But why would you really want?
Yeah, like he threw a pick six, which is, you know, he threw the intercept at the beginning of overtime. That's how they lost to Atlanta.
No, I don't know, but thanks for keeping me up on my game.
Yeah. No, I hate Atlanta. I hate everything Atlanta. So I was particularly upset. And then I saw that, maybe Kirk Cousins was like, you know what, I'm going to get all y'all drink.
You think that's what it was?
No. but it sounded good. But, here in California, we're like the first state to ban the name Redskins.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, I'm watching the news and whatnot, and there's this guy who's coaching a team here in the Bay Area. It's like, yeah, it's going to cost us a lot of money because, we have to get new jerseys for everybody because you got the Redskins name on it, whatever. There's jersey shirts. I'm like, they just insensitive. As always, I don't see what the big deal. We killed all of them, right? There's only like 12 of them left, so it shouldn't even be a problem.
I mean, when you look at it like that.
Yeah, I mean, because I always say this, because, folks start talking about Holocaust and all this other stuff. And as a black man with slavery and whatnot, I mean, got an argument. But the other argument is, how many Native Americans did you go to school with?
Right.
Because I would contend that they kind of had it tough, being that you don't know many folks. You don't know many Native Americans. Period. Like growing up in school, you see your Mexicans, Asians, white. I mean,
right.
Everybody, but I didn't go to school with any Native Americans at all.
Yeah.
I didn't meet one until I was like, I was like in my late 20s, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And being that they kind of populated the United States at one point, there's the estimate that, it was only like 2-3 million Native Americans in North America. And I'm sitting there like, why y'all lying? Why you lying? damn well, because I had this book, and it shows all the tribes that don't exist no more. You gonna be okay? It's like 200 tribes that don't exist no more. So you figure of those 200 tribes, they probably had more than like 100 people in their tribe. Probably more like 1,000. They don't exist no more. As that other shout out to Christopher Columbus, Chris Bowl, and his homies. Coming over here and starting to killing the people, Taino Indians on down, people that don't exist no more. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to move on from that because I don't want to talk about mass murders. Actually, I wanted to ask you a question, Ms. Drama. We got a Greg Hardy. I don't know if you ever heard of, you know who Greg Hardy is? No? I think Ms. Drama might be dead over there. She might have killed over and died. She got kidnapped during the show. Anyway, Greg Hardy is a football player, defensive end. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys. And so what happened is he got suspended the last 11 games of the year last year for beating on a woman, girlfriend, and whatnot. And he was suspended for the first four games of this year. Now he's back. Are we back, Ms. Drama? Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I am alive.
I had a question for you. I was uh-huh. asking you a question there. Football player Greg Hardy, defensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, kicked out 11 games last year, missed first four games this year, was suspended, whatnot, and he's back. And I always wanted to ask you, what's your feeling on this? You know, from Ray Rice to Greg Hardy, all these cats that's beating on women, but they are still allowed to fly their craft in the NFL. You know, folks was crying, oh, well, what's Ray Rice going to do now that he can't play in the NFL? Like, that's our issue.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, it's society. A man gonna be able to get away with it regardless. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't like it. But that's been going on. Now it's just in the public eye. So, I guess that's why people worry about it. Well, on the fly a flag, like you said.
Well, no, I mean, because I'm always, a lot of times, these cats get more women support than they do from. I mean, I don't understand it myself.
No, I wouldn't support one of them motherfuckers. Never. I would never have them on my fantasy team. No, nothing. I wouldn't mess with them at all.
You have a fantasy team?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
More than one.
All right.
More than one fantasy. More than one team. Why is so funny?
I'm sorry. All right. Miss Drama's fantasy team. Who wants to know it? I know you're in your fantasy league there. I've always cracked up off of that type stuff. I don't understand what's the outroar. I mean, look. It to me, if you just kick these cats out, like, hey, if you beat them folks, you can't be in the NFL. But I guess.
Okay, hold up. You have to clear that up. But, not if you beat on folks, if you're publicly beating on folks. Because plenty of them, probably 100% of them, or 98 point whatever, is doing some form of domestic violence.
I'm not going to co-sign on 98%.
I said 98.9, and you know that's a good statistic.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to disagree because I'm not going to throw all the brothers under the bus.
How dare you?
What?
See, to whatever that word is, a patriarch.
No, I'm not being patriarchal or hypocritical. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are, because you say you're not going to throw them under the bus when you know.
Yeah, no.
But I'm probably right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know it's a high number. I mean.
Right, we're talking about probability here, so okay.
You may be right, but I'm going to err on the side of caution. I'm not going to say.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough.
That's a lot.
If you're scared, you're scared.
I ain't scared. I hate a woman beater. I don't understand it.
Me neither.
I think you the weakest of the weak. I don't understand it. I mean, I can conceive of hitting a woman in one way, but you know, that's a whole other fantasy team.
Right.
Yeah. All that other stuff I don't get, but.
Never got it.
Yeah, and never will. One of them things. It's sort of like there was a change of terms, changing ideas here. There's a laser razor that got kicked off of Kickstarter. It's supposed to be a razor blade that can remove facial hair with a laser beam.
It's a what?
It's supposed to be a razor blade that uses lasers to get rid of the hair.
Uh-huh.
Now, they got kicked off Kickstarter because Kickstarter has a rule that, hey, you have to at least have a working model on there, which they did not.
Okay.
Yeah, because they got nearly $40,000 in pledges in the first 4 hours.
But only on the idea of it, not an actual product, though, right? That should be illegal.
But they actually got like $4 million. And
so why don't they at least have a photo, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
are they black?
No, Scarp Technologies, and they're based here in California. They came out with it. And they're talking about their development. But see, me, myself, the idea sounds good. I mean, because I'm assuming that a lot of folks would use that not just for facial hair. We know that people like to shave other areas of their body. But
yeah.
I'm just not the laser guy. The whole concept of I'm going to put a laser up against my face or any other area of my body.
Mhm.
It just doesn't sound like a good idea. See,
you need help.
Well, I'm saying I need like 5 years of empirical data. I need 5 years of somebody using it and they didn't like, you know, clit off or lost the ball to the laser.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You know that is a laser.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
The words that are coming out of your mouth make perfect sense.
They made sense. Thank you, Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, now you know, I had to come to you for this one because it's always my running joke with you. There's yet another revolutionary sex toy.
Here we go.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Let's hear it. Boy, this messenger keep coming, though.
Hey, I'm just saying. I just see it, and I think of you, Miss Drama. You know, first there was... As you know, we've had our differences. Then there was the Tinga VR that was introduced in 2013, which gives human robotic hand jobs.
Mm.
And then in 2014, there was the artificial intelligent sex doll that you and I have a slight disagreement on.
Slight?
Just slight.
Major, okay? That's a major issue with us.
All right. Well, hey, here we got another one. The ejaculator, which it comes in four parts. It comes in four parts. Not in four places. In four parts.
Four parts, yeah. Okay?
It allows a person to enjoy 3D porn. You feel every thrust as it happens on screen. It has an app that's downloaded into your smartphone, and then a headset that holds the phone and allows the user to see the specially made porn scene, a masturbation sleeve that works in conjunction with the headset, and a wireless remote control. Yeah.
Keep going. I'm waiting.
Yeah. And supposedly... And this is the claim of Steven Cianyi, who is the ejaculator creator. He says this is the virtual pinnacle in virtual sex.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Now, this one might get my gold star.
Hold on. Your gold star? So,
mm-hmm.
Now, I got to call you. I'm sorry. So, you're down for this. But you wasn't down for the set. You're saying that it's cool for this because it will work really well. But is that defeating the purpose?
No. The thing about it is, okay, first of all, this one is, to me, going above and beyond. You know what I mean? I love this concept.
Anyway.
Second thing is,
hold on, Ms. Drama.
It's not a complete...
Yeah. Hold on, Ms. Drama. We have a call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right.
I was listening to you talking about the new equipment they have coming out.
Oh, okay. Did you want to make a comment, or you just wanted to listen in?
Oh, I wanted to make a comment. You know, there are things that you can do for yourself if you didn't want to go and buy your own equipment. So,
uh-huh.
It's called a numby.
The old fashioned one.
You ever heard of that?
A what?
A numby.
No. Keep going. What is it?
Okay, it is where you sit on your hands and you pleasure yourself. Feels like somebody else.
Put your hands in now.
What? Hold on. You sit on your hand and pleasure yourself.
You'll try it tonight, I promise.
No, see, because I have balls. And if I sit on, see, y'all women. See, that might work for females.
No, it's really mainly for men. You sit on your hand until your hand is numb, and then with the numb hand, you pleasure yourself. And it feels like someone else is doing it. So you try it, and then let us know next week.
I would just rather someone else pleasure me than numb my hand.
But I think the virtual thing is like, I like the concept of that.
Mm. What, the mechanical doll?
Know? No, like the virtual thing that they're talking about having with the sleeve and you can actually feel it while you're seeing it. Like, I like that concept. The dolls freak me out.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. Those mechanical women, you know, mechanical, I call them prostitutes, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's
basically
like dating your wife. It's like logging your wife anyway.
But not exactly. I feel like it compares to like your dead wife. No, a dead wife. Because she's just there. It's just a body. That's all it is.
Okay.
And you and she's at your discretion. Like, you know what I mean? And it's a lot of domestic...
Man.
Murders and things like that. So it kind of all plays into that for me. It's scary. It freaks me out, and anybody who likes it freaks me out too. Sorry.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's mechanical. Your wife is mechanical. I mean, after a while, it just becomes mechanical. So why would you spend all that
wife,
money on something you already got at home?
Right.
Oh, no.
But that doll doesn't talk back. That doll doesn't ask you to run to the store. The dog doesn't disagree with you, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not, it's the opposite of a wife. It's just the body of a wife.
Okay, and this virtual...
The arguing doll.
Your little toy, isn't that the same concept?
No. A penis? One penis. A vibrator? No. That is not the same thing. Now, if I had the whole man doll, so I only want to use the penis, like, that's... crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's what I said. It's really mental.
Right!
Thank you, caller.
Yeah, anyway, caller, thank you for calling in. And thank you for listening.
Oh, okay.
Did you have anything else?
Yeah, you were talking about they were going to, you know, the pig organs.
Uh-huh.
Well, we already have the heart, pig heart valve.
Yeah.
They don't last.
Right.
Yeah,
they're not, you don't survive long off of that. That's just kind of like a temporary Band-Aid until you can actually get another transplant.
Right.
The DNA doesn't match.
Right.
I don't mean to step on you.
No, you're not stepping. I'm saying there's no money in the cure. the money's in the re-up. So, of course, it don't last.
Hey, you know what? Right. That's what it is. It's like just something to keep
they're playing
coming
on the
back.
Hopes.
Right.
They're playing on the hopes of those who are desperate and dying. Oh, we're coming out with this. Well, in cloning, there's another thing. Cloning is not going to work. And I'll tell you why real quick. You know, cloning, the problem is, like Dolly the sheep, remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to her?
Well, clones age twice as fast. So she already reached her mother's age. I think, yeah, they die. They die faster. I mean, they grow faster. The growth rate is not normal. And then the question of cloning a human being is, do they have souls? Do they have a conscience?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that they'd be caring about their soul. They're more likely more interested in stealing their body parts.
That's
what they're doing at Planned Parenthood, aren't they?
Always. Okay. Oh.
Seriously. I mean, think about it. Think about it. Those cells are growing so fast that it could be a kidney in no time.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll pass on all that. That's why I take care of mine right
it's
now.
It's horrible. It's horrible. But I don't want to talk about sad things. But I really like what you were talking about. You guys are fun. And maybe one day you can be on my show.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Oh, I look forward.
Look forward to
Human Being Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Have
please call
one.
In. I'm going to finish listening
have
to you guys,
one.
Okay?
All right.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you are a hypocrite, Miss Drama. That's all I'm saying.
Never.
You are.
Never, ever.
Look, if we're talking about replacing a human with a non-human object, everything that you're talking about you liking is not a human. I mean.
What?
What? You talking about virtual reality? Why you couldn't do the virtual reality with someone else with you? I think that would be kind of hot.
Yeah, okay, bet. I could do that. I could, whatever.
Uh-huh.
My whole issue is, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, when I'm trying to get through to you,
get through to me,
is that you don't have to replace the whole person. You replace a part. If your car breaks down, if one of your belts go out on the car, you replace the belt. You don't go get a whole another damn car.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
one of these days you're gonna agree with me.
Yeah, one of these days I might agree with you.
No, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. It's just not today.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait.
Yeah, you wait.
I will wait. It would behoove you though.
It would behoove me.
It would behoove you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you, hold your breath on that. We're gonna go on break here real quick. This is K-Star, JFK to LAX.
Yeah, Premier? Yeah, what's up, Jay? That trip to LA may be delayed. Oh, what's up? I'm on my way to the airport now. Yeah, well, your boy Guru got knocked.
What?
I don't know what this is about. Sounds crazy, man. Something about a gun.
Central booking. Things fucked up the way my future's looking. But I'm too fly, I'ma change this scenario. Make some power moves and tighten up my bankroll. Chuck's a Larry though. They see me as a threat. I'm like the Black Dutch Schultz when you get me upset. 5-0 makes me wanna flip. Larry David style. Got a nigga depressed while he's awaiting trial. It's okay though, cause from gray skies come blue. Through darkness come light, and I be known as the guru. And this I certify, we all should be alerted by the traps within the system. Our youth is getting murdered by the DA said they got me on a felony. I'm trying to live my life, so what the fuck is you telling me? The streets are war, that's what brothers carry weapons for. And I take the weight as I did before. The next thing you know, they got me on the radio. A rapper, this fucking showing me on video. Of course I know that I'm a role model. But yo, this rap life is real life, sometimes it's full throttle. Right now I gotta think about me. Fuck the industry, you get no love except those who support me. What's the story? What happened when I went to LA? Mixing shit up, knowing I say I got family. Nothing happened, mind your business, yo, Steph. You know we connect JFK to LAX. They wanna lock us all up and throw away the key. Don't wanna see us come up, don't wanna see us making G's. Long as we know this is the key to our destruction, let's make moves, no discussion. Peace to my man Ha, an honest man paying the cost. All the 25 to life is all my brothers getting tossed. To the system, supposed to rehabilitate. That's why you gotta regulate your own mind state. Read, study lessons and build your inner power. The next level doesn't tolerate cowards. For example, I know this rich Nigerian, powerful American that's proud to be an African. He asked me why do all us brothers be getting trapped. I told him I'd explain it, broke it down in a rap. Whether you got naps, braids, waves, or no hair, without a scene for yourself, nigga, you're going nowhere. And you can swagger like you're rude as Josie Wales. Unorganized revolt almost always mostly fails. Give up the savage ways, be effective soldiers. To elevate the mental is to be poor no more. There's war in the streets, prepared men know best. I rhyme as live as a guest, JFK to LAX. They're always making trouble, y'all, against the righteous. Killing us in cold blood, those beasts, those vipers. And as I sit feeling the pain in my wrist, I vow to myself that I'ma change this shit. Or at least I gotta try, a part of me will die. And only by action will any idea solidify. So I inhale, exhale as I ponder. This grown man will make mistakes no longer. I've been there, I've seen how they make us fall victim to their technology. With no apology, I did them. So I rip back to those cracks I caress. You're gonna hear about it from JFK to LAX.
Together you got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and my co-host, Ms. Drama. That was Gangstar, JFK the LAX, rest in peace, guru. Speaking of JFK the LAX, most people know there was the Million Man March, the second edition of the Million Man March in D.C. this past weekend. Funny thing is, there was no network coverage. Not that I was surprised. I mean, I was actually at the first one. And, of course, it's millions of people there. But there was no network coverage. There was no interviewing on a day when there was no violence. Just people trying to talk about issues that we think affected our communities, whatnot. And, no BET, no nothing, but they will show these hip-hop award shows and whatnot, but you wouldn't show an event like that. You wouldn't cover it, nothing. I think it's kind of funny. Not that it's funny, but I think it's highly hypocritical.
Hip-hop.
Well, It comes on the heels. I know a lot of people saw the Texas councilman who got
not that it's funny.
Yeah, stun gun in front of his house by the Texas cops. It's one of those things, the constant reminder when you say there's a difference in how citizens are viewed here in the United States. It's a councilman in front of his house, identified as the councilman, but still treated unjustly in front of his house. Not committing a crime. Generally speaking, if you're in front of your house, you know, cops, you should be able to just whatever. If you're not violating or doing anything in the neighborhood, no domestic violence call, whatnot, what's the problem?
Right.
But we have a situation where it highlights, and as the song just said, it doesn't matter. Councilman, religion, creed,
whatever,
you get it, because a general lack of respect for your life. I mean, and we all know there's the whole Black Lives movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and I mean that's cool. I've always been of the opinion that we need to value our own lives and our own communities first before you can expect somebody else to value.
Right.
You know, in general. I mean, so for me, it's being able to talk to each other in your neighborhood and not be killing each other and have one unified voice saying we matter, we feel important to ourselves, so you should take us seriously, or not rioting and burning up your own neighborhood. Just, I'm not buying stuff from you anymore.
Right.
I mean, that's how I do. I talking about watching BET, I can't do it. And, you know, any other network, if they're doing things that I disagree with, or covering people who look like me in a negative light, I just won't watch them. I think that is very important, that you just don't sign on to the madness.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, at the end of the day, instead of signing on to that madness, we can just get these virtual reality things and then just pleasure ourselves.
Is it a waiting list?
Yeah, I'm as a matter of fact, I'm sitting on my hands right now. I'm getting my hands up.
Get it ready. What was it called? A Numby?
Numby. Yeah.
She fucked the game up with that one.
Right. So I'm sitting here. I'm trying not to make my right ball hurt. You know, I'm sitting, but it's not getting my hand numb enough. I don't know. Maybe they're called.
You say you ain't even getting numb enough. That's a problem.
I supposedly guess that's what's supposed to happen. You know, I mean, I'm hoping that I can get my hand numb enough where maybe it'll numb me from all the injustice that goes on too, all at the same time.
So you gonna die? You gonna die with that shit?
With a numb hand, no.
If you getting it numb enough to numb the injustice, you're gonna die over it.
Well, no, I actually like the feeling in my hand though. So that's bad. <okay. laughs> All right, no. But Ms. Drama, I am Mr. F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you all for listening. And as y'all know, we'll be back again later on this week. I will holler at y'all. You want to say peace to the people?
Bye, people.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.